Good day, everybody. Welcome to this week's Channel Seed podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Channel.com, give them a visit today. Big sponsors of the website, the Channel Seed podcast. Of course, they sponsored all of our coverage at the NCAA tournament this year in Dayton, Ohio, where it was lovely to cover the Cyclones in the NCAA tournament. Never done that before, but Dayton sucked. Let me tell you that. It was the worst town that I have ever been to in my life. Well, welcome Adam Gray to the show now. Adam,
you're being a little too hard on Dayton.
You went to Dayton?
I went to Dayton.
It was not cool.
It wasn't that bad. I mean,
there's nothing to
you
do,
you media
man.
People, and you're used to your ritzy hotels and being able to go out to the bars at night. And
I had no problem with the hotel, but there was not one establishment or restaurant within walking distance of the media hotel.
You were in a bad location.
It was a horrible location.
Yeah, your location was terrible.
There was nothing, man. There was nothing.
I know.
I mean, whatever. It was covering an NCAA tournament. I'm not going to complain too much, but no. I just don't get why Dayton is this hotbed for NCAA tournament games.
I think it's just at this point they have a lot of local support.
Okay.
And they know what they're going to get out of Dayton.
I guarantee you Des Moines would sell out at the NCAA tournament.
Oh, I agree.
They would sell out the first four, probably.
I agree, but Dayton's already got this tradition of being there, so they're just automatically always looked at.
Just grandfather them in because.
I mean, think of some of the towns or cities that have these. I mean, Auburn Hills.
Yeah.
Boise's had games up there. I mean, Boise's a great city, but I mean, you're telling me Des Moines can't host?
Yeah,
over
it
Boise?
Doesn't make any sense.
It doesn't make
any sense. Channel Seed podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. We're getting into it's not quite the off season yet, but we're getting close. Spring game coming up on April 20th. Want to give a shout out to our friends at A+ Lawn and Landscape. Stepped up to the plate yesterday. They're going to sponsor all of our spring football coverage. And Adam, we're excited about this one. By the way, the A+, I posted some coupons on our forums as well. It's that time of the year, you know, you got the lawns.
Oh,
you got to take care of it.
A lot of people on the website are going to be very excited to see those coupons.
Yeah, and
there.
The thing is, like last year, the lawns took such a beating.
Yes.
It just was you just got nailed by that drought, and it looks like it's going to carry on. So
my yard needs A+'s help. I'm pumped for them to come out and put that first treatment down.
Me too, because I'm generally, I'm a Southwest Iowa boy. We take care of our own lawns back home. My dad has a lawn service, actually, in the fine town of Clarinda. So I'm generally like the guy, I'm going to take care of it myself. Not this year.
No.
It just took too much of a beating. I got to hire a pro.
Exactly.
I got to hire a pro.
Bring in the ringers.
Yep. So they're all of our spring football coverage. You'll see the A+ Lawn and Landscape logo. You just click on that, take you right to their website. All sorts of coupons as well. And I'm excited. I am super pumped up about this one. It's something we've never done. It's a way we're growing our website. Capital City League this year, we're going to have complete coverage. Thanks to Heartland Finishes and Kim Pullen and the good friends at Heartland Finishes. Again, that's an aspect of the website, Adam, where I felt like we could grow. We could do better. More in the past, it's just me being lazy and not getting down to the Valley Southwoods Gymnasium every time. But we're going to do it this year. We're all in on Capital City League coverage. It's an intriguing league, and this leads us into our topic today. Topic today for today's Channel C podcast, expectations for next year. Athletic department wide, that's where we're going today. But I think it's an interesting year for the Capital City League when you're talking Monte Morris, those JUCO guys. There's a lot of question marks with basketball next year, and you're going to get a good sneak peek at them this summer.
I completely agree. I mean, you got Sean Dorsey Walker coming off a redshirt
as
well. How's he look? I hear he's putting on a lot of weight, getting a lot of stronger. There's a lot of reasons for Iowa State fans to be excited right now with where the program is going, what Fred Hoiberg's doing. And I bet you down the Capital City League, it'll be packed every night.
Yeah, no, I think so too. And again, we'll have we haven't really staffed it yet, but I'll be there quite a few nights, and we're going to have video coverage, and we like to shoot highlights. Those are always the most viewed videos we put together all season long, or all year long, really, at Cyclone Fanatics, so we'll look forward to that. That'll start off, I believe, in June is when they usually fire off the Capital City League coverage. Topic for today, expectations for 2013-14. I'll say this, just a general statement, and I want to get Adam the fan's take on this. I think across the board, and don't take this the wrong way because this could still be a positive. I think across the board, this is a bit of a rebuilding year for Iowa State athletics that we are venturing into. But I'm not even positive that the results are going to be much different. I think what it is across the board, I think football's got probably 4-8 talent right now when you look at what they have just on paper, I'm saying what a Phil Steele's going to look at, what a Athlon, that's what they're going to say. 3-9, 4-8 I think you got the Rhodes factor. He's always going to get a win or two that he probably shouldn't. And there's a lot of questions when it comes to football as far as these junior college guys. Is Rodney Coe legit? If Rodney Coe's legit, I mean, that changes everything on the defensive end. I'm not crazy worried about linebackers. But the point is, I think that it's definitely a year where you are rebuilding and thinking that next year could be a really special one. I think that's the case with football and basketball, but I also feel like Iowa State's coaches, you know, I think Rhodes is he's legit. We know that.
Yep.
And I think Hoiberg has proven over 3 years now that he's going to get more out of his team, especially, I even think that Deontay Garrett year. I mean, they were 3-13, but they very easily could have had 6 or 7 wins in the Big 12. I thought they overplayed their talent that year. Last year, I thought, was about where they should have been. This year, I feel like they should have won a few more games. But nonetheless, I think he's an elite coach. I think he's going to prove that over the next few years. So while I think it's probably a 7-win team with all that youth, it wouldn't shock me at all if they sneak up to 10. So I think there's a lot of intrigue going into next year.
I completely agree. Am I allowed to talk now? You went on a rant right there.
But I wanted to give my overview and then get the fan, because you're the diehard fan. I mean, I'm thinking like a media member here. I want to know what the fan thinks of what I just had to say.
This is my thought on, we'll start with football.
Okay.
I think we are talent-wise maybe a 6-6 squad, but experience-wise we're about a 2-10
team.
That's
probably a better way to put it.
Yeah, because I think there's a lot of young talent there that maybe we haven't had in the program for a very long time. But it's green, and you go into the Big 12 with green talent. I mean, I think you actually wrote the article about this the other day on the defensive line, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
We're just so young down up front on both the offensive and defensive line. We even have question marks still on the offensive line that while the talent may be there, I think we're still maybe 2 years out before this team finally gets over the hurdle and wins maybe 8 games.
Mm-hmm.
I think we're probably 2 years away from that. And I think you can say the same thing about basketball. We got a lot of talent, guys that we maybe haven't been able to get before in Monte Morris and Matt Thomas, but they're going to be freshmen next year.
Yeah.
And, I mean, you look at teams like Texas and even Baylor, a lot of talent, but if you're starting a lot of freshmen, you're going to struggle.
You're going to.
Yeah.
The thing I like about basketball, well, I guess we can just start there. The thing I like about basketball is that I think Iowa State is, right now, I can confidently say in early April, they're going to be better than Texas, Texas Tech, and TCU.
I would agree. And I will also say this, too. I think Fred Hoiberg right now is a top three coach in the conference.
Okay, so you've got Hoiberg, you've got Bill Self, obviously, and who's your third? Who would you lump in there?
Lon Kruger. But that just goes,
yeah,
that
no,
goes
right.
to say how bad the coaching is in the Big 12, in my opinion. You may disagree with me. I don't think the coaching in the Big 12
I don't
know
I call it bad. I mean, you've got a factor that
this guy drew good?
No, but he's a hell of a recruiter. He's been to 2 Elite Eights in 4 years.
I'm throwing just the X's and O's
coaches. Okay, just X's and O's. That's one thing.
Is Travis Ford a good coach?
No, he's horrible.
Is Rick Barnes a good coach?
I would say Rick Barnes is probably the most underachieving coach in college basketball.
I would agree with you. And then you got guys that are, I think, just very mediocre.
I think Bruce Weber's the opposite. I think he's a good X's and O's coach, but he can't recruit.
And he's losing some guys next year.
Yep. Well, but they're still going to be pretty good.
They'll be all right.
I still think Kansas State is a top 3 or 4 team in the league.
Do you think so?
Yeah, I think they will be. I think Oklahoma drops off next year.
Yeah, that.
Because Kruger's had some good recruiting classes, but the youth, he's going to need. I still think they may be like a tournament team, but I'm talking right on the bubble next year for Oklahoma. Oklahoma State, again, I wrote this in Musings. It's tough to know because there's so many guys who are still going to transfer and who's got to go pro, but you got to assume that Marcus Smart's gone. And LeBrian Nash is going to be a tweener, I would think.
Yeah,
I would think it's probably smart for him to go if he get because this year's draft is so weak. So I'm just banking on those two being gone. So Oklahoma State's going to take a significant drop off. I don't think the league is much better next year compared to what we saw this year.
No, it's really not. I mean, the Big 12, I think, has kind of been in this lull for a while now where they get such elite talent as freshmen that they're only around for a year or two. And I think it kind of hurts the league a little bit as far as building and having a good 2 or 3 year run as far as being a top conference. But you're exactly right. While Iowa State loses a lot of guys, we're not the only team in the league that's losing a lot of guys. I mean, you even look at Kansas. Now, you know Bill Self's going to reload.
Yeah.
But he's going to lose McLemore.
Yep.
He's going to lose Elijah Johnson. He's going to lose Withy.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I'm missing somebody here, too. Kevin Young, he's going to lose.
Relford. No, Relford is a junior.
I don't know. Yeah.
Well, that's a whole other. But nonetheless, I agree with you.
Yeah.
And I think, and I'm writing a column, so check out Cyclone Fanatic tomorrow about this, about Monte Morris for Iowa State and how I think he is really the X factor for next year's team. And I interviewed Cornell Mann, who is his lead recruiter. Cornell knows Monte's game probably better than anybody other than Monte's mother and his high school coach. And some really interesting stuff. I don't want to give it away because I want people to read the column. But I think it made me feel a lot better about next year for Iowa State after having this conversation with Coach Mann.
Are you going to jump on my bandwagon, my Monty Morris bandwagon, as far as starting next year? Or are you still holding out?
No, I still think that the smart money would say Boo-Boo starts immediately. But then it could be a George Niang situation where he works his way into the starting lineup.
Run Big 12 play.
Yeah, and I think that I don't have anything wrong with that. I think Boo-Boo, I mean, here's the deal. I think you and I will both agree that he's not a guy you can win big games with in the Big 12 as your 35-minute-a-game point guard.
I agree.
Boo-Boo serves a very significant purpose on that team from a leadership standpoint, from a defense standpoint, from an energy standpoint off the bench. I don't see Corey Lucius when I look at Boo-Boo Paolo. We saw that towards the end of this year when Corey had the dinged-up hip in the Big 12 tournament. I mean, there was the one run against Oklahoma, and Boo-Boo got a lot of pub for that, but I think Corey's hip probably had more to do with that than anything as to why he wasn't in the basketball game.
Yes.
So, and Naz Long. I mean, Naz Long is still kind of a – we don't know. I mean, he played sparingly in the non-conference, looked pretty good in the non-conference, but Charles Boozer used to look really good in the non-conference too. I don't know if he's a Big 12 player. You'd like to think so.
Yeah.
I think Naz Long and Boo-Boo are kind of the same mold where they're really good 6th, 7th guys right now. Who you can definitely take advantage of. But I'm looking for a dynamic starter at that one. I don't see it in those two yet. And maybe Boo-Boo makes some improvements in his game over the offseason. I don't know. But I think Monte Morris could be that guy. I mean, he averaged 21 points and 9.5 assists his senior year. I mean, this is a guy who can score and distribute the basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I think with Fred Hoiberg's offense, you really need 1 through 5 to be able to score. And I don't know if right now if you put Boo-Boo Paolo in, he can be a guy you can rely on to score. I think teams can sag off him a little bit and make Boo-Boo try to beat you. I don't know if he can. Maybe he can. Maybe he'll prove me wrong. But he does serve a purpose. He's a really good defender for Iowa State. He's a good leader. And he'll be, what, one of two seniors next year on the team?
Yes.
So, I mean, he's going to provide that senior leadership. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I think, again, there's so much. I mean, maybe they take a transfer. I don't know. I mean, there's another Jake Anderson out there that completely changes the way you look at Iowa State next year. All I know is with Edgem and Niang, that's a hell of a 1-2 punch down low for Iowa State next year. Hoiberg's going to have that team. He's going to find a way for them to be competitive. It's just, you know, winning some of those games down the stretch that the team in Hoiberg's initial year couldn't win. I mean, how many games, and I'm not really trying to compare talent because this will be a much more talented team, but I think it's a similar year, and you're going to have a ton of games go down to the wire, much like this year, I guess you could even say, just based off of the strength of the Big 12, and I think they've got to be better down the last 2-3 minutes of the basketball game, because if you are, that could be a tournament team. If not, I'm thinking more like an NIT.
I completely agree. If you can close games, you go back and look at the first year, like you said, they won 3 games in the Big 12 his first year, and they could have won 6-7 if they would have closed those games out. And obviously next year is going to be a better talent team than Hoiberg's first year. So it really, you look at, I hate to go out east, but you look at the Iowa Hawkeyes. They're a couple minutes away this year from being in the NCAA tournament. Am I right?
Yeah. No.
As a young team, and I think Iowa State will be that kind of young team next year. And the question is, can they finish the games that maybe Iowa Hawkeyes couldn't do this year?
No, I've said that actually on the radio a couple times here in Central Iowa. I think it's a very comparable year next year to what Iowa is going through this year.
Yep.
And that's fine. That's okay, because I think we also know you don't want to just write off Melvin Edgem senior year, but
absolutely
I also
not.
Think the trio of Morris, Thomas, and Niang could be pretty special down the stretch. But it's placing guys around them, giving them the opportunity to be successful. Real interested to see the JUCOs. Marty, I think, is a real wild card. I think it's a feast or famine deal with him, what you're going to get. I just don't know about him yet. I think Hogue could come in and kind of try and fill that Chris Babb role on the defensive end. But, again, there's a big jump from junior college ball to the Big 12.
Absolutely.
So I think we're on the same page as far as basketball goes.
Well, just a quick question here. Would you agree that down low will be better next year than we were this year? just because you get Edgen back.
Percy has to be better.
Percy has to be better. Yeah. And then I think Amardi's going to come in, and let's be honest, he has to be able to give us what Booker gave us at least.
Yeah, you would think. I think Percy Gibson, too, he's the type of kid where he's going to look back at how disappointing of a year he had as a sophomore.
Yeah.
I think a new Percy Gibson shows up next
year. I hope so, because as a freshman, he showed a lot of potential.
Yeah, I think that he works harder in the offseason. I think he's a different guy next year. He could potentially start, too. I mean, I haven't mentioned him as far as a starter. He's a guy who has the ability to sneak into that starting lineup at the five.
So instead of going small like we're used to, we'd actually go big.
You can. I think he's got options. Yeah, that's what Fred wants. He wants options.
Yep.
I think he's going to have it. Channel C podcast here at CycloneFanatic.com. Let's chat football now.
All right.
Again, I think you put it pretty well. 6-6 talent, 2-10 experience. I don't know if I'd say 6-6 talent with this schedule. Maybe 5-7, and I think the Rhodes factor gets them to 6-6.
Okay.
Especially with that defense. This is my prediction here. Obviously, a lot to go down. But, and I wrote this in that blog earlier in the week. This is a defense that's green. It's a defense that's raw, inexperienced. Rhodes says probably the most inexperienced defense that he's had at Iowa State. Wally Burnham will get that defense to overperform. I don't know how. It's going to be a different look. I don't think, you don't have the erasers not inclined that you used to, but I think schematically, whatever they're going to do, Burnham will get that defense to overperform. To me, just like the last few years, it's going to come down to that offense and can they find a way to put points on the board. It's just different now because the expectations are on the offense. There's a lot of new guys on the offense, but the expectations are there. The defense doesn't have much.
I'm sitting here asking you today, do you think the offense will get it going this year?
It has to be better.
Well,
yeah. Yeah, I do. I think it will be better. And
could it be worse, though? I mean, I don't really know if it could be worse.
No, it can't.
We probably should knock on some wood right now, maybe.
No, it can't. And I'm not even trying to. I just feel like the weapons are there. For once, I really feel that they are. I never bought into it with the receivers the past few years.
Yeah.
But I love the fact, 2 years ago, I loved the two tight ends with this pistol set. I love E.J. Bibbs, and I love Ernst Braun as a man. I think Ernst Braun could play in the NFL someday. I like that combo with a young quarterback. When I brought this up to Sam Richardson a week ago, his eyes just lit up. Because, quarterbacks love tight ends. I love throwing a tight end.
I know this. Sorry. Okay.
So they've got the two tight ends. And I think at running back, who knows with Sean Trell, I think we know what you have in James White and Jeff Woody.
Okay.
But I think Neely and Wimberly, to me, I don't know what they're going to do with those guys, but they bring a different type of burst to that running back core that I don't think I would. Even last year, Neely was a freshman, yada, yada, yada. And then I look at the receivers. I think Jarvis West, it was good to see him get some touchdowns at the end of last year. Built a little confidence in that young man. And I think Bundridge really is. I like Quentin Bundridge.
I love Quentin Bundridge.
I mean, he looks the part, man.
He really does.
And Albert Gary, your boy, you've always been a big Albert Gary boy.
Since we signed
him. Is this the year that he could pop up and finally, show what we saw 2 years ago? He looked pretty good 2 years
ago.
Yeah,
and, he had the off-season distractions last year, a little legal trouble, and hope he doesn't have that this year. So hopefully he's got a full off-season of workouts with the team. Here, I'm going to be negative.
That's fine.
I'm going to be negative. And I, as a voice of the fan, maybe I shouldn't be quite as
negative.
No, just
give
drinking
us your
Kool-Aid.
Honest opinion. That's what we want.
My honest opinion, I'm an Iowa State football fan. I've heard this every year for the last 28 years.
Yeah.
We're going to be better. I'm 27. I don't know why I rounded up to 28 there. But we're going to be better. All these wide receivers we have coming in, they're so good. This is the most talented. These running backs. And what do we? Every year we leave disappointed, whether it's Cedric Johnson, whether it's Darius Darks. It just always seems to happen. And I don't think it's the wide receiver's fault. And I don't think it's the offensive line's fault. I don't think it's the quarterback's fault. I think it's just a general offense altogether.
Yeah.
Our talent level still is not to where it is compared to other Big 12 teams.
I had a good conversation. It was off the record with a former player from like 3 or 4 years ago. So nobody who played with Steele or it's not like Arnott or anybody that you're thinking. I don't want people to read into that. I was talking about the passing game issues, kind of what you're talking about, how the passing game just really hasn't been there. And his point to me, a guy who really has a ton of knowledge of the game, was people want to blame the offensive line. Well, they're not noticing that running backs and receivers are missing blocks and the quarterback's taking forever to throw the football. People want to blame the wide receivers. Well, they're not pointing out the fact that the balls they're trying to catch are completely off target and they're having to twist and turn, and it's really hard to make a play after you catch a ball when the ball's not hitting you on the money. People want to blame the quarterback. Well, it's really hard for the quarterback when they're not getting any protection, the running game sucks, and the receivers aren't running the
just
right
like
routes.
So,
yeah, I mean, it plays on right to what you're saying.
Absolutely.
It's a total issue, and you'd like to think that I just hope whatever happens, I'd like to see one quarterback take the majority of the snaps this year. I think Sam's going to be that guy. I'd like to think that that could happen.
I sat here with you last year and said, hopefully, whoever the quarterback is, whether it's Barnett or Steele, if they get named a starter, I want them to start every single game.
And what did I tell you?
It won't happen.
I said they're going to split snaps at
I know,
the end of the year.
And you did.
Exactly what happened.
But what did I tell you? If that happens, our offense is going to struggle. And it did. And I'll say the same thing again. For you to be a really good offense, I think you need to have a leader on offense. And he's got to perform well. I mean, if he performs well, Rhodes isn't going to pull him. So the best thing for Iowa State is to have one quarterback and one quarterback only and not, I mean, give the other guy snaps if we're blowing someone out. And that's
But I do like Grant Rohatch, though. I don't want to just completely write him off for this year either. I have a feeling that there's probably more competition going on at that position than what Rhodes is leading us to believe.
Hopefully he's learned a little bit as far as what to say and what not to say with the media as far as the quarterbacks go.
Yeah, because then, I mean, we're just like a bunch of vultures with the quarterback deal.
And the fans just eat it up. And then he creates this controversy, and you get a fan base divided.
Last year specifically, I mean, all summer, it was like those vampire movies, you know, the Team Jacob.
Yeah.
like Team Jance, Team Jared.
And you've always been a big Team Edward fan.
No, I can't. I'm a bigger fan of the werewolf. So, just so you know, if you actually know what we're talking about, you're just as big of a loser as we are. Okay?
And you're probably married like we are, and you have to watch it with your wife.
Yeah. So I actually feel like we're on the same page for football and basketball next year.
Yes, I think so.
I think that it's a situation where expectations should probably be lowered compared to what they were this year in both sports. And the reason I let them surprise you.
Yeah.
That's kind of what's fun about this, is because it's not a situation where you're going, well, we don't make it this year, we're not making it for the next three to a bowl game. It's actually the opposite, because you go into this year and you think, well, we're going to be better next year than we are now. And the year after that could be really special. It's a fun time.
It's a very exciting time for Iowa State, just like you said, because you're slowly building your program up. Rhodes is building depth like we've never seen in Iowa State football before. I mean, at least in my lifetime. I've never seen to where we legitimately have three guys and we have three deeps before we hit a walk-on. And I'm not killing walk-ons here, but we used to have a lot of walk-ons in our one, two deeps.
We're
in the Big 12.
And I wrote that, you know, the Crick kid, Austin Crick, who I've heard great things about, by the way, is he's second string D tackle. And I wrote the day that came out, it's never a good thing when you have a redshirt freshman as a starting D tackle and his backup is a walk on. Oh, the Jordan Carstens. But how often does that happen, though?
You know, I don't mind if we have one or two a year, but a couple years ago, we had, what, five, six, seven guys in the two deep that were walk ons. That can't happen in a Big 12 school anymore.
Correct.
It can't.
But by the way, I mean, if you remember back to the piece that I did with Shane Burnham back in January, he told me that this Crick kid is a dude.
Great. I love it.
Yeah. I mean, he goes, he will play for us next year.
That's awesome.
And he went on the record to say it. So that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
And you get Rodney Coe plugged in there, and the line could probably surprise us. Again, I don't want to put too much expectations on Coe.
So you're getting my hopes up. You're doing what you're, and by the, you know, here I am negative.
Is that what you want, though?
Yeah, no, but
you want me to just come here and say, oh, they're going to be 3-9?
No, I'm not saying that.
What do you want me to do?
No, you're doing what you're supposed
like
to do.
You're just like the rest of the fans.
You know, you're doing
either
what you're supposed
I'm
to do.
Too big of a homer, or I'm not as big enough of a
this
homer
is what's
as I should
happen.
Be. It drives me nuts.
I'm going to keep listening to you. I'm going to keep listening to when you have these interview roads. You're going to tell me what he says. And by spring, April 20th, I'm going to sit here and be like, we're awesome. We're going to be 7-5 this year. We might even get 8-4. We're going to this bowl game. And then it's going to, same thing might happen. See, Aaron Wimberly, I'm trying not to get too excited about Aaron Wimberly.
He's fast.
I've heard.
I've never seen him in pads.
Yeah.
But I was blown away. Usually those first spring practice that are open to the media, you just kind of like, it's kind of the dog and pony show, right?
Yep.
There's not a lot that catches your eye. Aaron Wimberly caught my eye, and he did everybody else there too.
Well, and Rhodes has talked about him in every interview since they started practice. Yesterday, he mentioned how great a hands he were, and you could tell by in his voice, he really was excited about him.
Oh, yeah.
And I hear that, and I hear you say this, and I can't help but think, oh, we got a stud running back. We've had good running backs. We haven't had great running backs.
What are
backs
they going to do with him, though? Because my thing is, if you're going to
start him.
Well, no, I get it. But my point is, if you need to, we need to spice things up a little bit with the offense, correct?
Absolutely.
So, like, and I've heard about this for the last five, way before Rhodes got to town, about how they want to do different things with the running backs. They haven't done that. I'd like to see that. I think this is your guy.
To
do a little Percy Harvin.
Well, we've heard it, Jarvis West, and then Devondre Neely is going to do it.
They tried with West last year, and it just never, nothing
ever
worked.
It was 2 years ago they tried. They didn't try much last year, did they?
Yeah, a little bit, but not much.
Yeah. They need to find ways to get those guys the ball in the open field. And that's easier, or it's harder to do than we make it sound
like. If you're going to do it, this is the year to do it.
I would agree.
Because the wide receiving, it's young. Yeah. It's a pretty unproven wide receiving core. You've got the two tight ends that I'm a big fan of the two tight end set going into this year. If you're going to try some things, do it now.
Yeah, and you have a young quarterback, so you got to get creative and find ways to make easy passes for them to get these speed guys out in the open. So it'll be really interesting to see. Now, Chris, is it Klonakis? Am I pronouncing that correct? Chris Klonakis?
Yeah, Klonakis.
How much of a say does he have in the offense?
I don't know. That's a great idea.
I mean, just because you're hearing a lot about
this great thing.
You're hearing a lot about the pistol offense.
It sounds to me, I'm just reading between the lines that he's been instrumental in installing that pistol.
So is he going to be helping call plays on Saturday?
I don't know about that, but I think it's more
just scheming. Just
yeah, I mean helping with that, kind of like what Sturdy does with the passing game coordinator, whatever that means. I think that they've got it's kind of a three-headed monster right now as far as that offense goes, with Messingham obviously in the middle.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how Messingham does now in his second year as offensive coordinator.
He'll learn.
Yeah, and he's a great guy.
Yeah, I love Messingham.
Yeah, I really like our entire staff, and that's one reason to be excited as an Iowa State fan is you know these guys are going to come to work every day. They're passionate about Iowa State, and you know I can't talk recruiting, but you just see what they're doing out in the recruiting this year.
Mm-hmm.
We're looking at guys, and it seems like we're in on guys that we've never been on Iowa State before.
No, I would agree. I think it's a good time across the board.
Yep.
We have to get to a meeting.
We do.
So thanks for listening, everybody. Channel C Podcast will be back next week. We're also working to make this a daily podcast at some point in time. Remember, if you're listening to this, go to iTunes, search Cyclone Fanatic. Our page is finally back up after about a year hiatus, but it's back up, and you can subscribe to it, and you can listen to all of our podcasts from there. It goes straight to your iPad, your iPod, whatever. But again, thanks to Channel Seed. Go to iTunes, Cyclone Fanatic. For Adam Gray, I'm Chris Williams. So long, everybody.
Go Cyclones.